After over 20 years of sharing her knowledge on how to live a balanced life while pursuing a spiritual path, Supreme Master Qinghai continues to dedicate her time and effort to uplift and enhance the life of all beings. In recent years, she has written and published 3 animal books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, to introduce humankind to the magical world of animals. Supreme Master Qinghai shared that the books she wrote are works of love. Motivated by her unconditional love and overflowing compassion for our planet and all of its inhabitants, Supreme Master Qinghai continues to selflessly accept invitations to share her insights and wisdom on a kinder, nobler, and more loving way of life at gatherings with our association members, symposiums, radio interviews, or via video conference and the like. We now invite you to enjoy part 3 of a 5-part rebroadcast of the video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai at the premiere of the German and French edition of The Noble Wilds and the Polish edition of The Dogs in My Life at the 61st Frankfurt Book Fair in Germany on October 18th, 2009.
We are further honored today to have the founder and deputy director of CSVV, or Czech Vegetarian Society, Mr. Jaroslav Skvarzil, with us also. Mr. Skvarzil, we believe you have 2 questions for Supreme Master Qinghai.
Yes.
Bych se rád zeptal mistryně na 2 otázky. Setkal jsem se jednak s názorem Světové zemědělské organizace, která říká, že je nutno snížit spotřebu masa na polovinu, aby jenom se dosáhlo toho, že se dále nebude zhoršovat současná situace, ekologická situace na planetě. To byl rok 2006. Není to přehnané, toto tvrzení? A jak vidíte vy tu současnou situaci dnes? A druhá otázka. V současné době, že vnímáme, že narůstá nebo zhoršování současné klimatické situace a vidíme, že i narůstá ekonomická krize, ale také, že vzniká, narůstá mravní krize. Existuje nějaká souvislost mezi těmito krizemi a současným způsobem lidské výživy?
Hello, sir. Welcome to our meeting, Mr. Skvarzil. How are you? I think you're correct that reducing meat production by 50% is a very underestimate, in part because we have waited so long to change. So our time has become too short, in fact, and the situation is too dire. Just in case you are not aware, or maybe others viewers are not, I will share with you some of the facts of where we are today. With melting that has caused the biggest ice loss ever known in the Arctic, scientists now tell us that the region is warming at a rate twice as fast as the rest of the world. As you may already know, 2 German ships has just traveled through the Northeast Passage because the ice all melted, and that is the first time in non-human history that the ships could pass through. So the vast ice beneath Greenland is also melting even faster than previously predicted. Many researchers are saying that at the rate of current warming, there is almost no way for our world to stay within the limits of a 2 degrees Celsius temperature rise, which is the maximum that will still ensure the safety of most life on the planet. But even though our predicament is very grave, we do still have time if we act now. And the solution is still very simple. Well, you know it, right? It's the vegan diet. No animal products. No more killing, no more torturing, no more even experimenting with animals. No more raising animals for meat or any other purposes, except to protect, love, and take care of the animals. This is the key. If everyone switches to this beneficial lifestyle, our planet will be cooled in no time. Scientifically speaking, and my promise. One reason for this is that the main contribution gas from livestock, which is methane, traps 72 times more heat than CO2 over a 20-year period. And then there is the other gases, nitrous oxide, for example, which comes from the unregulated waste contamination and fertilizer runoff of crops that are primarily grown for livestock to consume. This gas trapped 289 times more heat than CO2, more than carbon dioxide. According to the most recent figures from scientists, livestock raising is actually responsible for more than 50% of global warming. More than 50% is coming from meat and dairy production. Imagine that. So with 55 billion animals currently being murdered every year for meat consumption, you can imagine how much the earth would be restored if this is stopped. The original United Nations report in 2006, Livestock Long Shadow, spoke in bold terms, even already, about the damage caused by the livestock industry, saying that it is one of the top most significant contributors to the most serious environmental problems at every scale, from local to global. Furthermore, I would mention a few of the problems the United Nations and others have noted are coming from livestock raising and meat consumption. First, depleted land and forest. According to the United Nations, livestock is the main reason for deforestation and the loss of our vital trees, which in turn is causing tragic declines in natural biodiversity. Livestock raising is also among the top factors in degrading our lands through soil erosion and pollution, as well as climate change. Second, wasted resources. For every kilogram of animal protein produced, livestock are fed about 6 kilograms of plant protein. The U.S. livestock population currently consumes more than 7 times as much grain as the entire American population. Third, wasted water. With current droughts and water shortages already affecting millions and only expected to get worse, scientists have found that each person eating a meat and dairy-based diet uses around 4,500 gallons of water per day, compared to 300 gallons per day for a vegan diet. This also means that 1 pound of animal protein requires 100 times more water to produce than 1 pound of grain protein. Over the course of a year, the vegan diet saves approximately 1.5 million gallons of water per person. Fourth, wasted energy. Now, the artificial indoor environment of the factory farm and slaughterhouse use massive amounts of energy. In fact, it takes 8 times as much fossil fuel to produce animal products as to produce plant food. Fifth, environmental contamination. The United Nations has also recognized livestock as inflicting some of the biggest damage to our dwindling water supplies. Just to give you an idea of the scale, one dairy farm alone with 2,500 cows produces as much solid waste as a city with over 400,000 residents. This waste, which sometimes contains bacterial contaminants such as E. coli, ends up in waterways that affect drinking water and aquatic life. Along with the waste are chemical fertilizers runoff used on crops fed to animals, which have been documented by scientists to cause death zones in the ocean as well as toxic algae outbreak. You know those green moss that grow in the water. One such event just occurred in Brittany, France, where a majority of the country's livestock and a third of the dairy farms are located. On the Brittany coast, this waste and chemical runoff coming into the sea causes outbreaks of toxic algae, which emit the lethal, deadly gas hydrogen sulfide. So recently in news, we heard of a horse that died within half a minute of stepping into the algae. And now the health concerns of over 300 people are being investigated for the same reason around that area. Huh? Making all of this worse is the fact that animal waste is largely unregulated, meaning that there is nothing to stop these events of contamination that can cause illnesses or even death for massive numbers of animals and people. Just talking about financial saving alone, scientists in the Netherlands found that of the estimated 40 trillion needed to stop global warming, a full 80% of this amount would be saved with a vegan diet. That's a saving of 32 trillion for the simple step of turning away from the meat to eating plant-based good. According to a recent announcement by the United Nations, the number of people going hungry across the world in 2009, this year, has now officially exceeded 1 billion. This is due in part to the steeply rising food costs that are part of our global economic crisis. However, this is directly related to meat consumption. Because if all the grains fed to livestock animals were grown for human consumption instead, then the amounts of food harvested for humans would be higher and prices lower. Logically, no? Moreover, the global warming caused by livestock has resulted in many instances of documented extreme weather and drought, leading to devastating crop losses and also dry food prices sky high. So if everyone turns to the plant-based diet, we have more food immediately and an easing of conditions like drought and flooding, with abundant harvest and food supplies quickly restored. In fact, the head of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, Mr. Yves de Boer, already stated in June 2008 that the best solution would be for us all to become vegetarians. He meant vegans. Because vegetarians mean people still eat milk and related dairy products. That means we still have to keep a large amount, maybe less large, but still a large amount of cattle. And that will contribute to global warming and further food crisis and security. Another reason to stop livestock raising is the horror of disease linked to eating meat. There are many bacterial infections that come from eating meat, some of which are deadly. And then there is cholesterol, which originates only from animal products and has been linked to stroke, heart disease, obesity, and so on. Another meat-related disease is cancer. Scientists have documented a rise in cancer rates with increased meat consumption. The more meat we have, the more cancer risk there is. And certain cancers like colon cancer have been directly linked to eating meat, with one study on red and processed meat finding a 50% higher chance of contracting cancer with meat consumption. Another research conducted in your home country, Mr. Scavaril, stated that the life expectancy of the Czech people, your country people, had actually gone down in recent years from 10th to 22nd place among 27 European Union nations. Why? The report said that this was due in part to environmental problems that included disease-contaminated meat. This is so sad, Mr. Scavril. The beautiful Czech people deserve so much more from their life, as do all the animals and all the beings in this world. You mentioned also the moral crisis of our world and wonder if there is any connection to our food choices? You can guess the answer to that, right? Yes, there is, sir, there is. This is the other reason we must become vegan. We have to stop the cruelty, the inhumane and below human standard treatment of all the animals that come here to bless our world with their uniqueness and love. I mentioned before that 55 billion animals are murdered every year legally for consumption. This is not even counting the billions of fish. Can we imagine? There is no bigger moral crisis than the one that is created by the massacring of sweet, innocent living beings for our pleasure, when we have other choices. Such mass murder is a crime of global proportions, and this killing energy in turn breeds and strengthens other negative energy which is degrading our society and destroying our world. So to return ourselves and our world to a more purer state, one where all beings can feel safe, protected and loved, and where all humans walk the dignified way of the children of God. We have to stop the killing of innocent animals. Stop it now. Stop it now. And turn to the merciful way of life, the natural way of life that God intended us to live, which is the vegan diet. This will restore the conscience of every person who adopts such a lifestyle, as well as the planet itself. If the conscience is clear, we have no more moral crisis. So, we have peace, we have harmony, we will have abundance. So please, Mr. Scavril, join in this peace and planet-building purpose. If you need any information at all, or any materials, we are very happy to help through suprememastertelevision.com. Everything on our TV or website are free to download and share with as many people as possible. We still have a lot of work to do, sir, and not much time. Thank you for your very present and thoughtful question. I wish you and the Czech people all the best. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Master.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: Q fever, norovirus,
swine flu,
Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Our next theme will be Save Our Planet, Everybody Can Do It. Just before we begin, we conclude vegetarianism, the noble way of living, by enjoying some traditional Chinese pipa music. A piece entitled Yizu Wu Chu, which means Dance of the Yi People. This piece describes the spirit of the folk tradition with the human community and Mother Nature coming together in harmony.
Thank you.
Thank you. 谢谢谢谢，好棒。
Remarkable. What an enriching and soul resonating performance. Thank you so much. 谢谢。Our first VIP to speak on Save Our Planet, Everybody Can Do It, is Dr. Astrid Siglinde Kaplan. Dr. Kaplan acquired a PhD in psychology and is an animal rights author and artist. She is employed as a psychologist by Volkshilfe Salzburg and Evangelisches Diakoniewerk Gallneukirchen, associations providing alternative kinds of social services such as for senior citizens and people with physical and learning disabilities. Astrid is also a puppeteer for children's puppet theater called Sindri. In addition, she is author of two books, Die Mensch-Tier-Beziehung, Eine irrationale Angelegenheit, which in English, The Relationship of Humans and Animals, an Irrational Issue. And Solange es Schlachthäuser gibt, wird es Schlachtfelder geben. Or in English, as long as there are slaughterhouses, there will be battlefields, which investigates the relationship between violence towards animals and towards humans, and is soon to be published in German. It is our great honor to welcome Dr. Astrid Kaplan.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very pleased to be here and to talk about a subject which is so dear to me. My presentation is about our power in everyday life. Everyone, including all of us here, have an influence every day on the life of our planet. Each one of us has individual power and strength to shape our environment, as well as the way we treat our fellow human beings and our co-inhabitants. If we become aware of this personal power, we can voluntarily decide to contribute to peace or to violence. We have the opportunity to contribute to peace or violence in every situation in our daily lives. For example, in our interactions with our fellow humans, including children, our partners, friends, colleagues, parents, and people we do not know, our interactions with our animals, our pets, so-called farm animals, animals in laboratories and in the wild, through our food choices, whether they be vegetarian, vegan or meat, through our transportation and the way we spend our free time. Imagine for a moment how each one of you in your daily lives consciously chooses to make decisions in so many situations that lead to peace. Altogether, there are millions of us who are generating peace and can save our planet, if we consciously choose. I would now like to talk a bit more about three of the above areas in our daily lives: treatment of our fellow humans, our animals, and our food choices. For people and animals to experience peace, the meaning of compassion is essential. To implement compassion means to feel the unhappiness of others just as we experience all other feelings such as joy, fear, happiness, and pain. Compassion is the counterforce to cruelty. It appears to be the only counterforce to cruel, violent behavior. To practice compassion means most of all to stop harming other beings. We begin with people and animals that are near to us. For example, we stop feeling distrust towards our neighbors, colleagues, friends, and supervisors. We stop our competitive elbowing behavior in general and cease devaluing other people and give no grounds to harassment. Furthermore, for example, we do not acquire any animals if we cannot care for their needs. And we do not submit any animal to active or passive violence. In this way, our fellow humans and animals will receive peace from us. We can also develop our compassion by doing good things to others, people and animals, and thus spread joy. True compassion is not limited to certain life forms. On the contrary, it encompasses people of all races and all animals as well. Teaching compassion. Children should be raised from the earliest years to have compassion for all beings, because only then real compassion fundamentally can prevent violence. To do this, a child need only know that other creatures exist and that they are capable of suffering just as we are. Children who have learned to be fair, friendly, and loving towards animals will also treat other children and adults in a more fair, friendly, and attentive manner. Experts agree that children and adolescents who harm or kill have never learned compassion or the ability to put oneself in someone else's shoes and to empathize with another's feelings. If we are lacking in compassion, it becomes easy to reduce animals or people and to objectify them as things without emotions. We feel more compassion towards those beings that are closer to us, less the more distant they are. Because children, by their very nature, identify with animals, and because animals are living beings just as we are, through our relationship to animals, we can teach children how we should treat other people. When we demonstrate to children our friendliness and compassion towards animals and teach them to respect even the smallest creature, they learn to appreciate and respect one another. Especially parents and instructors, because of the examples they are providing, they have an enormous responsibility. Therefore, parents and instructors definitely should go to extra length to teach children compassion to all living creatures. Another important point in contributing to peace or violence in our daily lives are our food choices. If we eat meat, we are exerting passive violence, as usually we allow others to kill for us. Yes, around the world, billions of animals are killed for meat. This generates immeasurable suffering. Furthermore, for psychological and moral reasons, eating meat poses a constant danger to our fellow human beings. About this, I have written in my book in more detail, with the title, as you already said, As Long There Are Slaughterhouses, There Will Be Battlefields. In brief, I will say here the following. Regarding to animals, there is a moral vacuum which is accepted by society at large. This moral vacuum facilitates the psychological desensitization towards suffering. In addition, and I say it again, this moral vacuum also provides the danger that we place any being to a space outside of our morality, be it animal or human, that we would like to enslave, exploit, or kill. In this space outside of our morality reigns the principle of might makes right, or the law of the jungle. The manner in which people and animals become victims of violence depends on their unique economic and socio-political situation. as long as there is a moral vacuum for animals, this poses an enormous constant threat to humans and animals. Because just as ethics is not divisible, neither is violence divisible. That is why the only true solution for securing non-violence and peace lies in converting the moral vacuum in our psyche into a space of compassion. Certainly, this is one of the most important and difficult tasks of humanity of our entire evolution. Nonetheless, each one of us can immediately choose to take decisive steps in this direction. For example, being a vegetarian or vegan. If we follow a vegan or vegetarian diet, this has an extremely positive effect on our animals, our fellow humans, and the environment. Global warming is to a great extent the result of the meat industry. And did you know that livestock have a greater impact on global warming than do all forms of transportation put together? I quote Dr. Pachauri, chair of the UN Council on Climate Change, who says, "Please eat less meat. Meat is a very CO2-intensive product." This is what he said. Vegetarianism and veganism are an expression of a peacefully implemented antidote towards environmental destruction and killing. I would like to appeal to you to reflect on the choices you make in your daily lives. Be conscious what options you take in various situations that contribute to peace and joy in your living on this wonderful planet. After all, if you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make a change. Together, we can heal the world. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kaplan, for your very insightful speech.
We thank you for your kind presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom, for the rebroadcast of the premiere of Supreme Master Qinghai's book, The Noble Wilds, German and French edition, and The Dogs in My Life, Polish edition. Join us again on Wednesday for part 3. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for a journey through aesthetic realms. Coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. With heaven's blessings, may all beings on our beautiful planet coexist in peace, love, and happiness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.